People who have philosophical concerns about going to the courts don't have kids in failing schools. You know, it's kind of a think tank argument. It's not the argument that is going to ever resonate with a mother who has a child who's in a failing school.
I'm Catherine Mengue Ward with Reason TV, and I'm here today with Campbell Brown, former CNN host and now a education reformer. Thanks for joining me.
Good to be here.
So tell me about why you decided to make the transition from the glamorous world of television to the really sexy world of education reform.
I became a mother. I mean, that's really the easy answer. And having covered politics for a long time as a reporter and policy issues, suddenly they become very personal. And to me, education, as I started to think about it for my kids, what I saw in New York was this extreme inequality. My kids were going to get a certain kind of education because I had this great career in TV and I had the resources to give them whatever, you know, I wanted. I had choice. And to have educational choice exist only for people with money in our society is crazy and wrong to me. And it's very much not a political issue to me, but a moral issue.
So talk about the lawsuits. There was the Vergara lawsuit, which was sort of a landmark ruling. And then you, through the Partnership for Educational Justice and your work, have another lawsuit now pending. So can you just kind of describe the landscape?
Sure. What happened in California was really quite extraordinary. These families brought a case challenging teacher tenure laws, last in, first out seniority rules that basically mean if there ever have to be layoffs, that the sole factor taken into account is seniority, and also dismissal protections that make it almost impossible to remove an abusive or grossly ineffective teacher. They won in California. We were watching, I work with a lot of parent groups in New York, and when we saw the ruling and the judge in how he wrote his decision was really quite extraordinary in saying that the evidence presented of how these children were being denied a quality education was, it shocks the conscience, in his words, gave these parents in New York, who are, I'm supporting, nine families, hope that a judge in New York might understand these arguments and find the same thing. So they have brought a case, very similar to the Vergara case in New York, challenging the same laws, teacher tenure, last in, first out seniority, and dismissal laws on constitutional grounds on behalf of their kids.
And for people who don't follow this issue as closely, why is it that this judge, among other people, see the teacher tenure rules as they are now sort of create this straight line to very low quality education? Can you kind of connect those dots?
Sure. So it's the way that these laws all work together, I think, that prevents us from getting the most effective teachers in front of the most kids possible. Teacher tenure in New York is given after 3 years, and in many cases, I think, you know, if you look at surveys of teachers, they agree that the awarding of tenure isn't really performance-based, it's perfunctory. It's automatic, and it becomes automatic lifetime employment. Once a teacher has tenure, because of the dismissal law and the way it works with tenure, it can become almost impossible to remove that teacher if they are grossly ineffective, or as I said before, even if they are abusive.
Talk a little bit about the decision to go to the courts to do this. I mean, there is certainly a spotty history of courts dictating how schools are run or trying to reshape education. That doesn't always work. Do you fear, as I think some ed reformers do, that by sort of asking the courts to do this in a top-down way, you're making a Faustian bargain?
You know, I think the people who have concern, you know, philosophical concerns about going to the courts, don't have kids in failing schools. You know, it's kind of a think tank argument. It's not the argument that is going to ever resonate with a mother who has a child who's in a failing school. Now look, if you win this case, basically what the judge is going to say, as happened in California, and the case is on appeal, but presumably you will need to go through a legislative process to then rewrite the laws if they are declared unconstitutional. So I think you also have to have a parallel legislative strategy for what a good tenure law looks like, what a better dismissal law looks like, and you have to make the case publicly. to win public opinion so that you can actually get a legislature to move. And so in my mind, win or lose, what these cases are doing is prompting a big public debate in a way that we haven't had before.
So for everyone who sort of sees you talking about this and says, like, she's right, you know, I'm going to call my legislator, you've had a fair amount of people who have seen you talking about this and they've said, I'm going to go after her personally because I disagree with her. Can you kind of describe what the reaction has been to your foray into this area?
Yeah, well, look, the teachers unions are very powerful. You know, there has been a pretty aggressive campaign to try to discredit the messengers, whether it's me or anybody else who's tried to speak up about this. I don't particularly care because, you know, sticks and stones, it just... Better they come after me than a mother who, you know, has a kid in that school who's having to fight this fight every single day in a much more personal way than I am.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.